Will capitalism survive? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every time there's a story about the economy, what do we hear? We hear the Fed chairman.
The economic situation has become distinctly less favorable.
We hear financial experts.
Stay within your budget. Try not to borrow anything.
We hear middle-class people having to cut back.
I used to go every week or every 2 weeks to have a facial and a brow wax.
And all of these sound bites have one thing in common. They are all depressing. In fact, I got an email from a listener who scolded me as a member of the mainstream media for helping to create the economic problems we've been reporting on. Couldn't it just be, she said, that the news media itself is depressing the economy, that it's the depressing stories that are discouraging people from spending money on, what'd that woman say?
A facial and a brow wax.
Yeah, you're cutting down on brow waxes now.
And living in a van down by the river.
Maybe she's right. Why do we have to put depressing people on the air all the time? Maybe instead of talking to people who can't afford things, we should be talking to people who can afford anything. And they're out there. Their motivational speeches are all over YouTube. Why don't we put Tony Robbins on?
Imagine if your beliefs guarantee you can never get to where you want to go.
Donald Trump.
When you see all of the problems in the world, what is there to be afraid of?
No, at a time like this, you don't read the Wall Street Journal. You read about Miley Cyrus.
Open up a magazine and see my face and there'll be something, you know, there'll be a quote that's so positive and that will be like, okay, I'm having a hard day today and what Miley said will get me through it.
Yeah, and if that doesn't make you want to go ahead with your brow wax, maybe you're just not ready for capitalism. Now this is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.